Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
This is the station you turn to first for live team coverage of breaking news. 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. Wichita's number one talk.
Good morning, 7 o'clock. This is the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. I'm Steve McIntosh. Lawyers make their case on possible impeachment. We've got the story.
Wichita police investigating a fatal shooting. I'm Ted Woodward. Those details just ahead.
A trial date is set for a Wichita mother accused in the death of her young son. I'm Dan O'Neill.
I'm KNSS meteorologist Ann Holliday. High pressure is sliding on off to the east of us while a reinforcing shot of colder air moves in from the northwest. Our full forecast here in just a few minutes.
A man in his 30s is dead after a shooting on Wichita's near south side. Around 11:45 Monday night, first responders were called to the 800 block of South Broadway. Police Captain Wendell Nicholson says,
after talking to witnesses and looking at the videos, that an unknown male had approached the vehicle and fired one shot into the car, striking the victim. He ran to the south to a hotel in the area.
The victim was pronounced dead at the scene. His name has not been released. Police have taken a person of interest in custody.
House lawyers making their case for and against impeaching President Trump, part of a hearing in the House Judiciary Committee.
For several hours, staff attorneys laid out the evidence. Democratic counsel Daniel Goldman telling lawmakers,
President Trump directed a months-long campaign to solicit foreign help in his 2020 re-election efforts.
Democrats say there's direct evidence linking President Trump to a scheme forcing Ukraine to announce investigations of former Vice President Joe Biden in exchange for military aid. Republican counsel Stephen Castor says the problem with that,
the aid, of course, was released September 11th.
Without, Republicans say, any investigation. Democrats say that aid was released only after Congress became aware of the hold. On Capitol Hill, Jared Halpern, Fox News.
A deadly car accident claiming the life of a man near Garden Plain yesterday afternoon, near 311th Street West and 47th South. A driver reported seeing another vehicle off the road upside down. The driver of that car, a man in his 60s, was thrown from the vehicle and was pronounced dead at the scene. His name has not yet been released.
Under a city law passed by voters in 1991, Wichita's mayor and council members are limited to two consecutive four-year terms. At today's meeting, the city council will take another look at term limits. Mayor Jeff Longwell tells KNSS News.
Many of the people that have left office have said that we don't have enough time in office. And, you know, local elections are different than someone serving in Washington, D.C., where they're so far removed.
Longwell commented during Mondays with the mayor on the Steve and Ted in the Morning Show here on KNSS.
A Wichita mother accused of killing her infant son will stand trial.
23-year-old Kimberly Compass pleaded not guilty to first-degree murder in the death of 2-year-old Zayden Janus Shoklu. The child died from an overdose of a drug that treats opioid addiction in April of this year. Reggie Winters, who was in the motel room with Compass, testified Monday, saying Zayden was acting strange the night before he died.
He was still being unresponsive to anything that I was doing, but he was snoring. I mean, he was alive. I said, hey, there's something wrong with your son. Do you want to take him to the hospital? I asked her that at least two or three times.
Her trial was set for March 16th. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
Authorities say the deaths of two men from Junction City are being investigated as a murder-suicide. Kansas Information Network's Danielle Norwood has more.
Gary County authorities say that the bodies of 27-year-old Zachary Lima and 24-year-old Christopher Young were found late Thursday near Milford Lake Dam in Junction City. Gary County Sheriff's Deputy David Gilbert said that investigators believe that Lima forced his way into a home and took 24-year-old Christopher Young out of the house before the men's bodies were found. No further information was released.
A New Zealand police may open a criminal investigation into Monday's deadly volcano eruption. Six now confirmed dead and eight missing and presumed dead. New Zealand Ministry of Health spokesman Pete Watson says the country's burn treatment centres are stretched thin.
The volume of work facing our National Burns Unit at Middlemore Hospital in one day is equivalent to the normal workload that they would see in a typical year in the Burns Unit at Middlemore.
Geologists say there's a 50% chance of a smaller or similar type of eruption through Wednesday afternoon local time. KNSS News Time now, 7:04.
We'll take a look at men's basketball action tonight for the number 2-ranked Kansas Jayhawks on home court. We'll hit that coming up in sports.
The Supreme Court is upholding a Kentucky abortion law. That story coming up on the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. The KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted, now 7:08, 8 minutes past 7 o'clock and 23 degrees. A Kansas congressman being investigated for registering to vote at a UPS store has changed his registration to list a Topeka apartment complex as his residence. Republican Representative Steve Watkins is still listing the UPS store in southwest Topeka as his mailing address after naming an apartment complex about 2 miles to the north as his residence in a new registration form dated Friday. The local sheriff's department is investigating whether Watkins broke state election laws by listing the UPS store as his residence in late August. A Watkins spokesman has said listing the UPS store as his residence was a mistake.
The Supreme Court is upholding a law. It requires doctors in Kentucky to perform ultrasounds and to show the images to patients before they can get an abortion. Fox's Garrett Tenney reports.
A lot of folks on both sides of this issue are reading into this decision, though it is important to note it's not clear why the justices didn't take up this case. There was no published dissent, and the court didn't release an explanation, which is normal. But as a result, the way abortions are done in Kentucky has been drastically altered.
Doctors at Kentucky's only abortion clinic argue they are now forced to promote the state's anti-abortion policies. Under the 2017 law, which is now in effect, physicians performing an ultrasound are legally required to show women the images of the fetus while describing it in detail and then playing the sound of their child's heartbeat. Refusing to follow those steps could lead to fines or to potentially losing their medical license.
The ACLU challenged the law, saying that it's a violation of doctors' free speech.
The commander of the Wisconsin National Guard is stepping down after the release of a federal report on its handling of soldiers' sexual assault and harassment complaints.
Major General Donald Dunbar stepping aside at the request of Governor Tony Evers. The report from the National Guard Bureau in Washington found the Guard allowed internal investigations in defiance of federal law, as well as Department of Defense and Bureau policy. Also finding investigators falsely presented themselves as working for the federal bureau. Case records were mismanaged and response policies were not in compliance with federal regulations for more than 5 years. Brigadier General Gary Ebben has been named interim commander, and Evers will choose a permanent replacement, the governor also ordering the Guard to implement all the report's recommendations by September. Lisa Lacerra, Fox News.
KNSS News Time now, 7:10, 10 minutes past 7 o'clock.
Traffic this morning, I think the big story out there is the gasoline prices are jumping up. We were starting to see it yesterday. $2.29 a gallon out there this morning is what we're seeing. So $2.29 a gallon, a jump from I think the low end yesterday was around 213 a gallon, so back up to 229 we go. Traffic update from 98.7 and 1330 KNSS. I'm Jad Chambers.
Now the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ronnell Williams. Good morning, Ronnell.
Hey, good morning, Steve. Happy Tuesday. Happy How you doing?
It's doing fine. It's a little cold out there this morning. Like, real
cold.
Know
what, cold, yeah. But also quiet. You know, I don't think we have a whole lot to worry about over the coming days. So, okay. Hey, just anybody that listening that hasn't taken that first step out the door just yet, you know, hey, just go ahead and grab the heavy coat, the hat, the gloves, and you'll be fine the rest of the day. And something else that you'll notice early today, those winds, they've really stopped howling. They've really calmed down quite a bit, as expected, late yesterday evening. And the winds won't be as much of a nuisance today as they were yesterday. And it's not going to be as cold either. So overall, we're just seeing some improving conditions as we go through our Tuesday. Getting into that forecast, mostly sunny skies today. Lots of sunshine expected. High of 46, which is actually a little bit closer to normal. It's still going to be a cool day, but a lot better than the cold and windy start to the work week that we had yesterday. And one of the reasons why our temperatures are going to improve today, our winds are actually going to switch out of the south and southeast. They are still going to remain light, but it's going to be that southerly flow, the sunshine, that will help us warm up nicely today. Mostly clear skies tonight, and with those clear skies, winds are going to remain light. That's going to help us go right back down into the freezer. Low of 25. That's what we'll wake up to early tomorrow morning. More sunshine expected for our Wednesday, and then winds are going to be a little bit stronger, but they're also going to continue to remain out of the south, and that's going to help us warm up to 53. So we're still experiencing a warming trend even through tomorrow. Looks like highs in the 50s through Friday, possibly even into Saturday with good amounts of sunshine. And once we get towards the second half of the weekend, this is where we'll really have to keep a close eye on things, because it's looking more and more likely that we could maybe deal with some wintry weather by the end of the weekend in the form of snow showers and a wintry mix, even for here in Wichita, really across much of the region and much of the area, much of Kansas. So it's not just going to be Wichita, but a lot of our neighbors as well that are going to be dealing with that potential for wintry weather towards the end of the weekend. Keep a close eye on the forecast, because we'll have more updates over the coming days regarding storm track, amounts of precipitation that we could maybe see, as well as intensity of this next storm system that we've got ahead later on this week. Now, right now, we're at 19 degrees, very, very chilly out there, but with those light winds out of the southwest at 3 miles an hour, not really dealing with much of a wind chill, so that's good. And also, starting off with a nice sunrise, and we should be able to get a lot of sunshine through our Tuesday.
I was in Goddard last night, my wife and I, to go to a basketball game. My granddaughters were playing.
Okay.
And just the, 100-foot walk from the parking lot to the front door of the gym was brutal. That wind was so ugly last night. It just had a terrible nip to it, and it was coming from the north. And I understand, I was looking at the National Weather Service statistics this morning, and I understand they clocked a 50-mile-an-hour gust from the north yesterday near Eisenhower. So that was some good wind.
Yeah, that's right. Some of our neighbors just to the west of us, I believe Medicine Lodge, I think they clocked in at a 52-mile-an-hour gust was their strongest one yesterday. So, yeah.
So, of course, that makes it feel like it's about 50 degrees cooler than it really is, right?
Yeah, but, hey, Steve, go ahead and start thinking warm thoughts, because we've got those 50s in the forecast.
50s in the forecast. All right, thank you, Ron L. For the KSN Storm Tracker 3 forecast with Kansas Today meteorologist Ron L. Williams. 7:14, Steve and Ted here on KNSS, and we're talking about being in Goddard last night. As we got out of the car, my daughter said, "Do you hear that?" I said, "Of course, my hearing's terrible." "No, sounds like a coyote." And pretty soon she said, "You hear that?" "No, it's either a kid crying or it's a coyote." And I said, "Okay." Didn't think much about it. Now, Stacy had recently posted somebody's Facebook that was saying, "You got to watch out for the coyote, or the coyotes are running. Don't let those dogs out unattended." This is in West Wichita, okay? Don't let the dogs out unattended. A coyote will snatch a dog. And I said, okay, fine. Coyote, big deal. Not what I would call a very, very dangerous animal, except if you are a small animal.
Oh.
And you don't want to mess with it.
If you're being preyed upon.
Yeah. So today I'm driving into the parking lot here at Entercom in the 9100 block of East Douglas. And what do I see in the parking lot? A coyote. And somebody was doing a local, doing a local TV story on this the other day, maybe, on coyotes and the fact that they're being spotted everywhere around Wichita and Sedgwick County. Apparently, we're in a residential area.
Right.
We're close to a lake, and we've got some trees over there, but, across the pond over there is the Marriott Hotel.
Yep.
And we got a wild coyote running through the parking lot.
Lone wolf running around.
Yeah. So they can be, as I understand it, they can reproduce pretty rapidly and kind of take over an area, but the human habitat has taken up. We're not taking up that much of their room right now, but it seems like they're all coming. Maybe it's because Christmas is coming and they want to get some treats or something, some goodies. But as a youngster, my family, of course, my grandparents lived out west of Larned,
right?
And we would go out there this time of year, and on a Sunday afternoon, a bunch of the local guys would jump in a pickup truck and go in a coyote hunt.
There's coyotes everywhere.
Yeah. And I think that
they're preying on chickens and
sometimes
things you need for your sustenance.
Sometimes those coyote hunts had a little bit more liquid refreshment than was necessary. I didn't hear of anybody getting hurt, but so the coyote can be really a pain. Not like the Roadrunner's coyote, Wiley.
That's
coyote.
A whole different thing.
I like Wiley.
I was gonna say you see him out there by Chaparral. Aren't they the Roadrunners?
Chaparral.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you seen a Roadrunner?
I have seen a Roadrunner, actually.
I have, too.
Yeah.
I've seen a Roadrunner in
somewhere. It was running alongside our car.
And they're neat little animals.
I'm like, oh.
They're fast. I saw one in Western Kansas one time. There's a coyote chasing him. said Acme on it. Right. No, it didn't. All right. 7:17 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Spotting the coyotes this morning. Ted, what we're doing sports today.
I'm glad you're out there doing your Wild Kingdom update.
Yeah. Garland Perkins deal.
Seeing what you see. Yep. Hey, we got action for men's basketball in Lawrence tonight for the number 2 ranked team in the nation, the Kansas Jayhawks, taking on the Panthers of Milwaukee tonight. Jayhawks have won 25 straight games on home court. That is the third longest home winning streak in the nation right now. Jayhawks are a 26-point favorite going into this one, and KU is right now on a 7-game winning streak. Coverage at 6 o'clock tonight, and the game will tip off at 7 o'clock, and that is on Sports Radio KFH, 1240 AM, 97.5 FM. So you got the Jayhawks tonight. By the way, this is the final home game for KU in the decade. They have played 157 games so far at home in this decade, and they've won 150 of those.
Have you ever been to a game at Allen Field?
150 wins? Yes. In fact, I've called a women's game.
Did you do? Yeah. It's a neat place. It's just as old as it can be.
It's one of the great venues in the land.
Yeah.
So they've won 150 and lost 7 is what they've done. So
pretty good record.
In those home games. Yeah. So tune in tonight to Sports Radio KFH and listen to the Jayhawks. We do have NBA basketball last night.
NBA basketball?
NBA basketball in New Orleans, where the Pelicans were hosting the Detroit Pistons. And the Pistons win it on the road, 105-103. A couple of former Kansas Jayhawks coming off the bench for Detroit. Zvi Mykhailiuk with 8 points, including a couple of three-pointers. And Markieff Morris had 7 rebounds to go along with 5 points. The Pistons have won 4 out of their last 5 and playing some good basketball right now. Pro football in the NFL last night, Monday night action in Philadelphia. The Eagles and the New York Giants. The Giants got off to a big start in the first half, and then the Eagles roared back in the second half. You heard the game on Sports Radio KFH.
Wentz looks over the four-man line, gets the snap, fakes the handoff. Here comes the blitz, a quick throw in the end zone. Caught! Touchdown! Underneath, down the middle, lunging to Andy Crabb. Sack Ertz! 2-yard touchdown pass. Ertz lassoing a line drive throw in the middle of the end zone from Carson Wentz.
Eagles come back and tie it up. Goes into overtime, and that's where Philly wins it. Eagles over the Giants, 23-17 in overtime. So in the NFC East, you've got the Cowboys at 6-7. Now the Eagles are 6-7. As things stand now, the Cowboys hold the tiebreaker for the playoff spot. But
the Cowboys with 6-7 could be in the playoffs.
So everybody in the division's horrible.
Yeah, okay.
Everybody's got a losing record.
Yeah.
But now the Cowboys would hold the tiebreaker over the Eagles, but there are still 3 games to go to decide that in the NFC East. We have hockey action tonight. The Wichita Thunder on the road visiting the top team in the league, the Allen Americans at 7 o'clock tonight. Wichita is coming off back-to-back wins, and this will be the start of a 4-game road swing for the Thunder. And a happy birthday today to my sister, Anne, who is celebrating a birthday today. So happy birthday to my lovely sister, Anne.
Anything special planned, do you know?
We had a big, everybody's busy tonight, so we had a big party last night.
All right.
Yeah.
Hey.
We had our big family gathering last night.
Can I ask
you
a quick question?
Pre-birthday.
Happy birthday, Anne. Can I ask you a quick question? What's your nephew Mitchell up to these days? Is he playing at Capen still?
Oh, no.
What?
He's 2 years out.
Oh, gosh.
He's a sophomore at Wichita State now.
Oh, I thought he was still playing at Capen.
My nephew Logan is the starting point guard for the Capen Crusaders.
Oh, Logan's
now.
Over there now. Okay. Because I'm thinking there's a Carroll Capen game coming up January 17th, I think. I get thinking I might want to go to that. Just see.
Oh, I'll be there.
You'll be there. See old Logan, see what he can do.
Yeah, Logan had 6 assists last Friday night in the win over Northwest. Tonight's the home opener against Heights.
I could give him some advice on how to get his name in the paper. Just foul somebody, right?
Well, the Eagle doesn't print box scores anymore, so he could score 80 points tonight and it wouldn't be in the paper tomorrow.
Nobody would know.
But we would talk about it here on Steve and Ted.
You bet.
You don't get your name in the paper anymore.
I would. All right.
It doesn't happen.
Thanks, Ted. 621. Keep it here for Rush Limbaugh's morning update. Breaking news on Twitter. He's going to talk about that. That's coming up. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.